Well, he is here today, and we're glad to have CryJ Development Director Ben Johnson with us. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Good morning, John and Robin. So excited to be here today that I showed up a day early yesterday.
You were so excited. Yeah.
That's what I heard. And I, you know, when you walked in, I thought, hey, that's my cousin Doug from Riverside, California. But no, it wasn't. It's you.
Not that we're disappointed. It wasn't your cousin. Yeah. I see you rode your bike in today, too.
Yeah, so I don't know if people know about CryJ too much, the Center for Restorative Youth Justice, CRYJ. We're just six blocks down the street here in the old drugstore building is the best way to describe it. We give people our address and they're like, what place is that? And we're like, oh, it's the old drugstore building. And the reason I'm here today is to kind of talk about that building. CryJ, we work with teenagers in the Flathead Valley who have kind of dipped their toe on the wrong side of the law, whether in school or through the youth court system. And one thing that teenagers really express when we spend time with them is that they don't feel very connected within their community.
Hmm.
And one of our staff members, Sawyer, kind of envisioned this brilliant idea to have a community mural project, something that can dress up the front side of that building that I mentioned.
Now, tell me where that is again.
So it's right across from Flathead Industries on the corner of First and Idaho.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's the old rug store Quonset Hut that's right there on Idaho. So we have this big, highly visible building that we work with teenagers in and don't and have a lot of space on it. And so what we're doing right now, and kind of what I wanted to fill everyone in on here, is a community mural project that collects different voices from the community, not just the teens that we work with, but kind of all members of the community.
Now, would this be on the sides of the Quonset Hut, or
it would be on the front half circle face of the Quonset Hut?
Yeah, I wondered if it would be visible from the Park Line Trail for people that were going through.
Little,
yeah, I guess you're out of the
half a block off from visibility from the Park Line Trail.
We just need a mirror,
a big mirror. We'll just put a big mirror right in front of Super One.
Let's just back up here just a minute and tell us what happens with CryJ. Now, these are kids who get themselves in a little bit of trouble, and what you're trying to do is to keep them out of the legal system, because once they get tangled up in that, it's hard to get out.
Yeah, exactly. Can't explain it any more simply than that. Acknowledging that mostly that everyone makes mistakes, and kind of the punitive justice system is not necessarily a way to most appropriately take accountability for those mistakes and make and move forward. So we really work with teens and their families to kind of meet them where they're at and find ways for them to take meaningful accountability for their actions.
Now, on the mural project, who's going to paint the mural? The kids themselves, or how is this going to work?
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm here today.
Oh, okay.
I'll explain it a little bit. What we're doing right now is we're collecting responses to a couple of questions about community, and we're recording those audibly. We're actually having some people call in to a phone number and leave a voicemail, or they can come into our office, the old drugstore building at 110 East Idaho, and step up to the microphone and record these answers to these questions. And any audio recording, as you radio guys know, has these like ups and downs, sound waves and peaks. And so we are going to, you know, take a visual representation of all those answers and sound waves, and kind of stack them up on top of each other a little bit. Something that looks kind of like I have a picture here that.
So that's going to be the design on the front?
Yeah, that's going to be kind of a design that goes next to a sign for CryJ that we have on order right now.
That's a neat idea, because everybody's voices would be represented in that.
Then. Yeah, and we're actually going to have a painting party, community painting party, a couple of them in August 16th and 18th. where, you know, the teens that we work with and anyone who's contributed their voice, and any people who are even too shy to contribute their voice, they can they can come and have that participate in that painting party in August.
Well, you can boost those sound waves electronically, so even a whisper is represented.
Yeah, so we're really excited to start looking at the answers to those a little more, and start to kind of like plot them onto onto like an exterior mural that can kind of share what you know, what different perspectives in the community are. We're also going to have a digital version available on our website, that where you can actually, you know, look at a sound wave and you're like, ooh, that sound wave looks exciting. What did that person actually say? What was the answer? So there's a multimedia aspect to it.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah.
Live radio, can I put you guys on the spot with a couple of questions?
Oh, of course.
Well, you can put him on the spot.
Yeah. Okay. So the first question that we're asking is, how do you want the community to see you?
So, me?
Yeah. How do you want to be seen in
Actually,
this community?
Actually, I kind of want to be under the radar. You know, I come in here and make a fool of myself every morning.
You just want to be heard, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I think more than anything else, I think speak for both of us, is that our reputation in the community now is that we support the community. Yeah. And we give voices to people within the community, particularly those voices that aren't necessarily big news sources. People like you, for example, we give you an opportunity to speak.
Yeah, I mean,
we really
appreciate that. Yeah. The second question we're asking, and I'll answer this one.
Oh, okay. That'll make it easy on you guys.
The question is, what makes a community feel safe? And so, you know, keep in mind, we're asking these questions of lots of different people of different ages, you know, little kids, mm-hmm. you know, old grandfathers and the teenagers we work with. But, you know, I think for me, what makes a community safe, is familiar faces, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of knowing the people that are in your community, mm-hmm. knowing your neighbors, and just having those familiar faces around, knowing that there's people that know you and that you know, and that, you know, that you can support and that they can support.
You know, that's interesting you bring this up, because I, as a kid who grew up here in Kalispell over on the east side, we'd wander off as kids. You know, usually we played in our neighborhood over on 7th Avenue East, but sometimes we get out of adventure as far away as 2nd Avenue East.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you know, we'd be playing over there with some friends from school or something, and my mom would get a phone call and say, you know, John's over here. And my mom would say, is everything okay? And he said, well, yeah. And she'd say, okay, well, you know, send him home for lunch.
And don't let him go any further.
Yeah. But the point here is that it was a community looking out for all of us. You know, and it was a community looking out for all the kids in the community.
Yeah.
And that's the way Kalispell was when I was growing up here in the 50s and 60s. And I think to some degree we lost some of that. But in the neighborhoods, I think it's still there. I think it's still very real.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, this is an interesting, you know, opportunity to, you know, to kind of answer these questions and acknowledge that, you know, this community has grown and this community has changed in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, different generations, particularly to kind of understand where, you know, where their parents are coming from, or, you know, where the teens of this community are coming from, and kind of acknowledge those perspectives. And, you know, cause I don't know how often do you guys hang out with teenagers of the Flathead Valley?
Not very much anymore. There was a time I sure did.
Yeah. Right. And so, you know, this is kind of just like an opportunity to share perspectives across, mm-hmm. You know, not only across generations, but just like, you know, within the community.
Yeah. It seems like the best way to keep a community safe in everybody's estimation is, let's have more cops. Let's have more police officers. Let's have more law enforcement. and certainly don't want to poo-poo law enforcement, but by the same token, if we need more law enforcement, aren't we creating a police state? Is that the way we really want to live?
Yeah, we've got the balance of responses about this. Some people that I would expect to say, like, we need less cops, said, we need a balanced police presence here. And I think that's the important perspectives is that, the community safety is not just police, but it's parents and it's business owners and it's everyone in the community.
Well, Ben, when you didn't ask me the question, that took the pressure off. And I was thinking familiarity. So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Familiar with people, your environment, what's going on. It gives you a certain sense of confidence along with neighborliness, watching out for one another.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, well, that's a wonderful thing, and I know people say, well, this community's grown, and we can't do that anymore. I strongly disagree. I think we can do that.
Right there,
I don't
right
think
there
we,
with you.
Just because there are more of us doesn't mean we can't, take care of each other.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
I just also wanted to share how you, the radio listener, can get involved with this project.
Yes, please.
Like I mentioned, you can come into Cryjay's office between Monday and Thursday, 1 to 5 p.m. We have this cute little mini tiny microphone. We'll stick in your face and ask you those questions that I just asked. You can also call in and leave a voicemail for us. The number is 219-5899. But the best place to kind of get a little more information on this mural, see a little mock-up of it, is through Cryjay's social media. And so that's on Instagram and Facebook as CryjayMT, CryjayMT, or online at restorativeyouthjustice.org and the events page there.
Sounds like a great project. Ben Johnson, thanks so much, and thanks for all you guys do for our youth.
Yep, and thanks for having us at Cryjay here today.
All right.
Thank you.